Of course. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
So you're the manager of communications and education with the Edmonton Humane Society, and you will be telling us about the Made for Pets Winter Market that's coming up this Sunday at EHS Canine Enrichment Center. What's the mission behind hosting this winter market? Like, how does it support both Edmonton Humane Society and Animal Care and Control Center?
So we have our winter market coming up on Sunday, which is wild that that's already here. And, you know, it's really just a great opportunity to highlight to Edmontonians all the important programs and initiatives that the Animal Care and Control Center and Edmonton Humane Society partner together on to help support our communities and make them stronger.
So what types of vendors will be at the market?
Oh my goodness. So we have over 30 vendors, and they'll be showing popular handmade items, and they're all local vendors too. So they'll include gear for pets, harnesses, coats, collars. They'll include toys for pets, gifts for people who love pets too. So for people, you know, jewelry, clothing, ornaments, things like that. Some examples, we have Utterly Unraveled. They're a vendor, and they'll be having warm wearable knits for people. So, you know, for adults and kids. My kids got some adorable toques from them last year that were watermelon themed. We'll have North Paw Booties. So those are locally made boots with rubber bottoms to protect your dog's paws from the winter elements. We'll have art. We'll have pet treats. And we'll also be selling our own EHS pet parcels. So that's a great opportunity to come and get a kind of surprise box. So we have three different themes. We have cat, and then we have small dogs, and we have large dog boxes. And they're already pre-wrapped. They're ready to go. They're ready to put under the holiday tree. A fun little, you know, treat or parcel for your pet to get on Christmas morning.
Just make sure you hide it beforehand, because otherwise they dig through. I know from experience.
Yeah, you know, maybe don't put it right under your tree. Toddlers or pets, you have to be.
They're kind of both the same thing, really.
Only decorate the tree from the top up.
Yeah. And I also read that you could bring pets to the market. And so for those that want to bring their pets, what should they keep in mind to make the experience enjoyable and safe for everyone?
You know, we definitely want you to plan for a safe visit with your pets. We actually do have on our website, so if you go to EdmontonHumaneSociety.com, and then you can go to our events page where we have the winter market on there. But we have a pet safe checklist. So some of the things on there are that your pet's vaccinations are up to date, that your pet is sociable with other animals because there will be a ton of other animals there, that your pet will be on a non-retractable leash at all times, and, you know, obviously that you won't leave your pet unattended in a vehicle and that you'll pick up after your pet. But yes, pets who are comfortable with other people and animals are welcome to join.
Krista Kingston from the Edmonton Humane Society joins us to talk about the Made for Pets Winter Market. Now, if people can't make it to the event, how else can they support the Edmonton Humane Society during the holiday season?
Well, we'll have our Bingo's Pet Shop open. That's open year-round. It's open during our business hours, and you can find those on our website. But Bingo's Pet Shop is a great way to come in and support the Edmonton Humane Society. So it's our own little pet store that we have in EHS. Otherwise, you know, we will be launching our really exciting Pet Picks with Santa. So that's going to be launched next week. But if you come to Made this weekend, we'll have a little incentive that you could possibly book your Pet Pick with Santa a bit earlier, so kind of a pre-booking opportunity. And then, you know, we are always taking donations. We will have a toy box program set up also at the shelter at the Edmonton Humane Society. So there's tons of ways to support us, but donations throughout the year, especially around the holiday time. We are especially looking for dry cat kibble right now, so that's one opportunity. And again, you can visit our website under our gift in kind donation page, where we have our Amazon checklist also up, so people can actually deliver straight from Amazon. We have items on there, and it can be delivered right to the Edmonton Humane Society if they're unavailable to come by the shelter themselves.
You did give the website, but we are going to put it up on our website. We'll put the link there so people can go and find out all of the details, ravenradio.ca. Krista, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and we hope to see you at the Made for Pets Winter Market this weekend.